Well, welcome to Vision Destiny 2022. This is session 15. I'm sharing the things from my journals from 2021 so far. Just looking to engage with what God said, what I'd done, some of the activations and group activations I've been involved in. Some of the themes for the year, the realm of light, unconditional love, limitless grace, triumph and mercy. Exposing the deception that people are trapped in, time, union, cosmic dimensions, you know, and particularly sort of joint legislative governmental groups. 27th of April, I engaged the Father's face in the light of love and truth and felt waves of light radiating with intense, with the essence of pure unconditional love, limitless grace and triumph and mercy. Now, you know, these encounters I've had many, many times, but they're all different. And they all have different levels or different depths of experience. And this one was light that brought an essence. Now, I couldn't say it was an emotion. I couldn't say it was a thought or feeling. It was just an essence. It's all I can describe it as. But it was a deep, pure essence that I was experiencing. As each wave of emotional essence impacted me, I felt the frequency resonate within. And I was in a state of total rest, completely at peace, satisfied and content just to be. And that's what it brought me to. Everything was as it should be in that moment. Now, of course, I know everything isn't how it should be on Earth and in the rest of the cosmos, but actually in that moment, that's how I felt. And then that then gives you the context and the contrast between what you experience in, you could say, the real world, but that is the real world in reality. And it enables you then to measure something against. This is what it should be. This is what it is. Now we need to bring change and transformation into that. So this expanded consciousness was being one spirit joined to the Lord in the oneness of cardiogenosis, having the same mind. That's a way I could describe it. I felt connected through the mind of Christ with all creation. It was wonderful to feel and sense the desires and intentions of the Father's heart, as if it were already a reality. And of course it is. And that's what the Father said. Son, it is already reality, as we are, I am that I am, and there is nothing missing or broken in our being, including our intentions. But we can also live beyond the transcendence of the eternal now in every quantum moment of existence and fully embrace the reality of those moments with complete empathy. That's why God can completely empathize with us in our experience and carry our griefs and sorrows if we cast our burdens onto him, because he's there experiencing it with us. He's also within the eternal now and that transcendent realm, and bringing them together brings about the change and transformation that aligns things with his heart. You must learn to live also from transcendence in imminence, to feel the groaning of creation in its bondage so you can be fully motivated to see the restoration of all things. So transcendence is the outside of time and space experience of being now. And immanence is not imminence as in time, but immanence as in space. So close to. Immanence being so close that you're bound to. In that expanded state of being, you can be at rest within the chaos that's all around you, but still be moved to act with loving kindness and compassion. Just as we were asleep in the boat whilst the storm raged, our intention was to cross, and when engaged immediately, that intention was realized in spite of the fear and the opposition. Remember the story of Jesus being asleep in the boat. The disciples are panicked because of a storm stopping them crossing. Jesus, they wake Jesus up, accuse him of not caring, and of course he says, peace be still, and they're immediately on the other side. So he was demonstrating how they should have been reacting to that situation. Here's opposition, but we're going to cross. Let's bring that into being. So they could have just crossed if they chose, but they were distracted by the sight of the things that were going around them, the chaos. Son, you can learn to live at rest above the storms of the physical realm, seated in the realms of heaven, and yet not be indifferent to those suffering by being moved with compassion for those situations and people. We don't want to be so disconnected in that moment that we're not actually feeling for that those that aren't in that place. For example, you can be at rest above the pandemic and yet still be able to move to act for those embroiled in the fear to bring good and legislate for kingdom purposes and outcome. Son, remember, we are within all things and all things are within us, and we are omnipresent, omniscient, and omnipotent. That means that we can also be in that sense, because we're also within him and sons. You are within us, we are within you, so when you are heart to heart with us, you're also connected to all things. So as long as we're in that immanence of connection, face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind, then we can begin to connect to everything that God is connected to. So you can connect and feel what we feel, see what we see, and know what we know if you stay connected, abiding in the light of love and truth. Go deeper into the depths of our being to fully discover your full potential. And there is so much more for us to discover. In that fleeting moment, I felt like I was connected with everything, my whole being, within all things, from the smallest particles, the quantum lumens of creative light, to the largest stars and expanses of the cosmos. And I felt one with them, connected. I was there at the moment of inception and expansion of creation, within every particle that formed everything and encapsulated in the pure joy of it all. It was such a joyous thing to be involved or participate or be connected to it all. Totally content, that is all as it should be, and yet fully moved and inspired to ensure it is all restored to be as it is in God's heart. Son, you're beginning to know the glorious freedom of true sonship that all creation is longing to be restored back to. And as soon as we begin to reconnect to that, we are so moved and motivated for restoration of everything. There is a beyond restoration if you will come deeper, but that is for another day. So just be at rest in that state where transcendence and immanence converge. In us, actually. Our sons were formed from the glory dust of creation to be that point of convergence, to connect all things within all, with all things, in all things. Let me say that again, to connect all things with all things, in all things. And that encompasses everything. All things are to be summed up in Christ. That is why mankind is the subject of such attention from all the other realms and dimensions, and why they seek to create hybrids to be like you. That is why the great deception is being perpetrated to keep our children from their true identity and creative freedom. Only our fully restored children have the capacity to bring creation to its intended destination and destiny, but they are being deceived, so the truth of their identity is obscured. The Earth Shield is a vital component of the Great Awakening that will expose the illusion and delusion of the Great Deception, both in protecting and uniting all created orders in the union of one mind. And that is what is going on right now. There's a connection between beings of different dimensions to come into that one mind order to bring about the union and oneness of creation. 28th of April. Son, for the conference, focus on the restoration of intimacy with us and with creation that will lead to revealing our son's creative abilities. So the conference was the Restoration of All Three conference, which we were going to do in June. So I started to engage the Father for that. And then the Father, knowing that, began to speak to me about the focus for me. Restored oneness and union, abiding in the light matrix of intentions, is the place of rest and revelation. The creative process of brooding to incubate our intention is to birth the reality of restoration. You are mandated to engage with the dimensions, Earth Shield, portals, and Guardians Council. Son, your encounters with time must become widespread, as our children need to be the masters of time and not subject to it. I encountered time as a being many times during ascensions, where there was a restoration of relationship. And this was in various groups, personally, individually, but also with others. And time really started to engage, because it's so vital that we reconnect. Time spoke of changing our vocabulary towards it, because it was for us and not against us, and wished to cooperate. And this was an experience, an encounter I had and others had with me. We need to evaluate what we say about time and think of the positive and remove the negative. And I think it's so important that we focus on that, removing the negative from our speech and thinking towards time. Therefore, no longer saying things like, I don't have enough time, time is running out, time is against us, the passage of time, it's all in the past, another day gone, getting older every day, time is our enemy, and many, many others that you might relate to. And I would encourage you to ask yourself and do a checkup on your thinking towards time and that connection that you might have and the things you might have said that has disconnected you or dishonored time and disrespected time. We need to be untethered from the restrictions of time and learn to cooperate with time creatively. One of the restrictions is that time produces a river that goes in one direction, and that time is to do with aging and death. So each second that passes, each minute, each hour, each day, each week, each month, each year, each decade, each century, each millennium passes. Well, in reality, time needs to, we want to be untethered from time, and that thinking about death and that thinking about aging in time. Because if you think another day's gone, I'm another day older, then you will be another day older. If you actually think I live in cooperation with time and time enables me to have all the time that I need to fulfill all that I'm called to do, both each day and within the span of immortality, because immortality and time need to be reconnected and not disconnected in a negative way. Time can be expanded, contracted, and suspended to stand still. We can cooperate with that, enable us to fulfill all sorts of things. Each quantum moment of time can be expanded indefinitely. It's great capacity for us to learn how to function with time. People call it rich time, but time is a being. In fact, so many concepts that we have as almost inanimate or conceptualizations of something have beings behind them. Time wishes to be part of the restoration of what we call history, so it can be restored, as time is creative and collaborative. And we need this relationship if we're going to engage in history. We have access to all history by engaging through the eternal now, so we can be used in history. We may only be aware of it as we step into the eternal now at this moment of our being, but those in the past have already benefited from our involvement, if you like. Without, that's their history, but also it's now our present. And that's how it works in the eternal now. You can engage in any point in history, in that eternal now, from our moment now, in our present. Time also gives insight and understanding of history. And I've needed that when I've been writing the latest book, looking at some of the historical events that have been part of the process of deception and keeping man from destiny and purpose. Time desires a positive relationship with us that enables us to function fully as sons of God, where there is always enough time to do all that we're called and mandated to do. And that needs to be our mindset. Anything else needs to be renewed and deconstructed. Time wants to be our friend and not our enemy, so we never think about being too busy, not having enough time. Son, it's important for our children to change their whole relationship with time and work together in union. Son, we're giving opportunities to those who are seeking us with sincere hearts to connect with the angelic realm and the orders of the angelic realm more closely. A lot of activity around the angelic realm, connections, groups of angels coming to engage and to participate and to partner. The collaboration and special relationships that are being developed with the angelic partners are vital for our sons to fulfill their destinies. We have assembled the groupings that each person needs to fulfill their mandates and assignments, and they are seeking you out. And we've certainly found that. We've found a very clear acceleration of the engagement and relationship with groups of angelic beings. Remember those groups that have encountered you, and you will begin to see patterns emerge as there is no randomness. Sometimes you just wonder, well, what have they got to do with it? But actually, as you engage, you will see that there's always a pattern. There's always something that emerges as you pursue it. So I engaged all of these groups of angels over the past year or so. And I wanted to re-engage them in a way of honoring them and blessing them. So here's the list of the groups that I can remember. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and prudence. They've very helped me in the Earth Shield. Union, liberty, limitless, and blessing. Dealing with the counterfeit of that, which is producing division and separation and conflict and other dynamics which are affecting the Earth. Transformation, winds of change, sound of many waters, refiner's fire. I've been working with them for the last 10 years. Union, covenant, peacemaker, family. Again, the opposite of that which is happening on the Earth, with the division and the conflict and the warmongering and competition and tribalism that's going on. And all of these have functions that we can engage and begin to understand and work together in collaboration for. Limitless, revelation, and breakthrough are another group that are for unveiling and revealing and taking us beyond. Love, joy, and peace. Not just concepts, not just emotions, but actually beings. Truth revealer, truth restorer, truth establisher. And those were beings which were restored. Now they're functioning with us. Love, peace, sound mind. Immortality, knowledge, and intimacy. Faith, hope, and love. Love, power, and a sound mind. Grace, mercy, and limitlessness. Union, unity, union, and blessing. Time, wealth, and health. Gold, silver, and precious stones. Beings, which had been commodified, and their whole purpose was never to be a monetary or mammon perspective. So I engaged them all, thanking them for their service and demonstrating my gratitude by honoring them with positive judgment in their favor. Remember, we're supposed to judge angels? We have the capacity to judge angels? Don't think of that judgment as negative. Think of that judgment to life. And when you're engaging and thanking angels, you're making that positive judgment by honoring them and respecting them. We're not worshipping them, because we only worship the Father and the Son and the Spirit. But they are to be honored and to be respected, and then we can work with them more favorably. So I engage with those who I've helped to be restored, thanking them, honoring them, and judging them for their service. Abundant life, deep intimacy, revealed truth were a group. Destiny, freedom, and harmony, another group of restored beings. The Punisher Bench of Three, who were restored to protectors. Sickert, who was restored back to truth. These were all encounters that I had either individually or with others. Son, there are so many more ready to cooperate and collaborate who are already prepared and working behind the scenes. Seek to engage them by opening up your heart and desires to them so connections can be established, but always maintain respect, honor, and gratitude. So I went to the Court of Angels and chose to open up my heart to them, exposing my destiny and offering friendship and collaboration, partnership. I honored them for all they've done in my life, in caretaking my throne, aligning the circle of the deep, protecting and keeping me safe, engineering connections and encounters. I went through the canopy of angels over my throne, stopping in each realm to honor and thank them for their service and judging them with positive affirmations. I opened up my heart and became vulnerable, revealing my deepest desires, demonstrating a trust that I've only previously shown to the Father. I went to the Chancellor's Court, the Court of Scribes, the Court of Kings, the Court of Judges, and judged them with honour and gratitude, thanking them. I went to the High Chancellor's Houses, the Guardians' Council, the Ambassadors of the Ages, and honoured them and thanked them and respected them. I went to the Guardians of our solar system and the constellations and honoured them for their service and thanked them. I went to the Court of the Upright and thanked the Cloud of Witnesses for their faithfulness and their service and honored them. I went to the thrones of the earth to engage the elementals, honored them and thanked them for their service, opened up my heart and desires for creation's freedom to them. Son, this day marks a transition into a new season of restoration that will be characterized by deeper union and relationship. 29th of April. Sun, the light of love and truth, is the place of rest that forms the matrix of our intentions and connects our desires and thoughts into action. And I've learned to engage that in the realm of light. Love and truth make up the energy of the light that you see as you come face to face with us. The light reveals your true identity and glorious essence within us and we within you. As you abide in the light, that living light energy changes your heart and your mind so you know how our intentions align with your destiny. See, we can know the intentions of God and be tempted to try and outwork them, but we must make sure that only those intentions that are aligned with our destiny that we are acting on. The love essence contained in the light enables you to know how the truth should be applied to different situations that you face. The matrix of light gives form and substance to our desires and intentions so they become understandable, but you still need wisdom and prudence for application. Just because you understand something doesn't necessarily mean you know what to do. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and prudence form the window for the loving manifestation of our desire and intentions into purposefulness. You must learn to abide and focus, brooding in the cradle of life within our heart, and become the resonant sound of many waters of our voice with the light matrix of our thoughts and intentions so that the quantum lumens in the chamber of creation forms reality founded and based in pure love. And this is a reminder. And God does remind you, drip, 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 the same thing spoken differently to give you a depth of that and an intention and really see that his passion for these things can move us when we engage them. Son, this is not just have to be a process, even within a quantum moment, but can also be a simultaneous state of being. And I think that's really important to have that state of being, have that place where that state of being we live in. We don't just engage and do things in it. We are being it. And there's a difference between doing and being, obviously. I'm not saying we shouldn't outwork our being in things, but make sure we don't get stuck there. Abiding in our desires, thoughts, and intentions gives the living love energy to your voice so that light responds creatively when you speak. The glorious light of sonship is the ability to speak and direct creative love energy to form the reality of our desires. Son, we left so much for our sons to continue to completion within creation, which is why there is no end to the increase of our kingdom, government, and peace. Now, this was a mind-blowing statement which connected to other inferences the Father had made that actually things are incomplete by design for us to complete and therefore learn to cooperate in co-creating sonship. Our desire is that creation will reflect the glory of sonship and fatherhood equally and seamlessly in loving union, oneness, and harmony. And it's so important that we don't get out of balance. We're only sons because of fatherhood. So let's always do things in union with the Father's heart. To enable our children to mature to this glorious state of oneness, there must be a continuous expansion of consciousness to be able to contain the vast sum of our thoughts about each one. God just loves us so much. He has so much to reveal of his intention for us. Each of our children must mature to fully know and be their identity, but they must also learn to appreciate, value, and honor each other in their own perichoresis. Man is designed to live in a perichoresis relationship of family. The mind of Christ is the corporate consciousness of sons in union and oneness in perfect agreement and is therefore an anointed creative mind. The mind of Christ is all for one and one for all, which is a borrowed phrase that aptly describes how union releases blessing. There is such energy release when two minds become one, just like the concept of atomic fusion, which is creative and not destructive like atomic fission. The power of union becomes exponential, so imagine all of our children united in a glorious union of heart, mind, and purpose. The great deception is seeking to counterfeit this desire with the aim to create a name that is motivated by I, not we, and is Lucifer at its light an object of worship. The Luciferian agenda seeks to deceive all into making a name for themselves, but they are only in reality being enslaved into making a name for the false light bearer. 4th of May. Sun, our blessing is upon you, and you are highly favored, and no matter what others seek to do, you can trust in our goodness and faithfulness. Do not fear what others will say, as our grace and mercy will bring good out of every situation that others will judge you for. And there are things like the things shared at the conferences, the things that I'm doing, writing in books, situations in our lives and things like that, which people make judgments without knowing, without really talking, making a judgment on the externals. You know, it will happen. And when it does, choose to forgive, release and bless. And the Father was preparing me, I guess, for things that were to come. You can trust in our love, as it will never fail. It is genuine and unconditional towards you and all our children, and you cannot escape it even if you tried. Those still operating in a religious system with a religious mindset will judge you and place expectations on you that we do not. Don't bow to the pressure of fear of man. It's a snare. The burden of religion is heavy, our union is light, and our yoke is easy, so stay in rest and choose your reality of blessing. We will not leave you or forsake you, as you are eternally ours, as we are in you and you are in us, and we are one in a union of true love. Son, you know our love, and we know that our love is all you need, but if you wish, you can have physical love, but it can never compare and will never be unconditional. So whatever we get in the physical realm, in relationships which are based in an earthly perspective, they will never be completely unconditional and have the potential to be hurt, painful and damaging. So I'm not saying we shouldn't have relationships, because it's really what everything's all about, but our love needs to be filled, our love tank needs to be filled from our relationship with God, so that we're not dependent and therefore controlled by the relationships with others, because we have needs that they can meet. It's like our needs need to be met in God, and then we're able to give into a relationship, not sucking out of that relationship for our own personal needs. Son, seek first our kingdom, and everything you need will be added in abundance and overflow, as we desire to lavish our love, joy, peace, grace, and mercy upon you. And, oh boy, do we need it. Focus on your destiny and mandates within us, and prioritize what you know we have shown you, and let everything else go, as is no eternal value. And sometimes we're so focused on things on earth, we lose sight of the fact that they're temporal, and they become priorities which distract us from the eternal priorities, which really are the things that really matter. Son, the Earth Shield is getting stronger as more of our children are awakening to their true identity and responsibility as sons, co-heirs, and co-creators. The frequency of sonship is getting stronger and is being broadcast to all realms and dimensions, so many doors of opportunity are being opened for restoration. The wheels within the wheels are being aligned, and the seasons are shifting and changing as the great awakening to love gathers pace. The multidimensional reality designed for our sons is being revealed as enlightenment and illumination of truth that will remove the restrictions and limitations that our children have been in bondage to. We need an enlightenment. The freedom and glory of sonship, demonstrated through an expanded consciousness, will awaken and free creation from its bondage to decay. Son, we feel your pain, but just like all the other betrayals that you faced, it will subside as you choose to let it go. Now, I have gone through and am going through a situation which is difficult, painful, a form of betrayal. I'm not going to go into the details right now because I'm still going through it and seeking for a reconciliation within it. But I will share it at some stage in the future. But I've so felt the Father's presence with me, that he was empathizing, that he was with me, that Jesus was with me in it all. We are here for you, and we have the oil of joy to anoint you with, so that fresh mercies are always new when you do not live in the past. And it's so important when we're going through things not to dwell on those things, not to deny them, not to bury them, not to package them up and put them somewhere, but to deal with them, to be honest about them, to share how you're feeling about them, and to allow the Father to engage you and help you. For the joy set before you, we know you have endured a less than ideal existence, but we will honor you for your decision to forgo a soulmate to purpose your destiny. And, you know, that I've shared that in my testimony before. There was a choice at one stage to find a soulmate, but that would have, if I'd chosen that person, that I would have not fulfilled my destiny. And I chose, and my spirit chose for me, above my soul. We design you to be able to be single-minded and focused, that has protected you from her, as you've been able to shut out the distractions of life. Now, shutting them out and dealing with them is different from burying them so they become internalized and create potential for all sorts of internal and external emotional responses. But we still need to function in life, even in the midst of difficult situations. And by walking that through in relationship with the Father, that's what enables us to be able to do that. Greatness in destiny requires the willingness to sacrifice what others deem as basic requirements in life for a higher cause. Sometimes if we're really going to fulfill what God's calling us to do, we have to take stock of the things that we spend our time and focus on, and what is important and what is value and worth in our lives. There are many who do not fit into your world's mold because we've designed them to be different from what others call the norm. And, you know, look at some of the prophets in the Bible and look at some of the people who did things in the Bible. They were not necessarily the norm. You know, John the Baptist, you know, eating locusts and honey in the wilderness. You know, now I'm not saying that we all have to be weird or anything else, but it doesn't matter if you're different. If God designed you to be different, embrace the difference and don't feel you have to be conformed to the world. Son, those who embrace their identity and refuse to fit into any man-made mold can change the world, but those who don't maintain the status quo. So if you're shaped by the world, you will maintain the world's status quo. Let's change things. So again, I just want to encourage you to be open for any areas in your life that you need God's presence, God's healing, God's grace and mercy to engage you. Any areas where you may be going through difficulties and you need to engage the throne of grace to receive grace and mercy in time of need, make sure you cast your burdens on the Lord. Don't deny them. Don't bury them. Deal with them. But also don't let them control you, and don't let them get you into fear, unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment. Those negative emotions can be toxic to our being. Let's make sure we live in the positive of love, joy, and peace, and draw what we need from the Father. The Father can give you all you need, and then you can be a giver of what you've received and not always requiring your needs to be met by others, which will trap you and will enable others to control you. So let's just finish with a short activation. Again, just encourage you to close your eyes. Just come to a place of rest. Begin to focus your breathing, slowing down, relax your body, relax your mind, relax your emotions, and just come to a state of rest. Slow down. Begin thinking about the love of God, being your source, being your supply, and breathe in deeply the unconditional love the Father has for you. Breathe it in. Breathe it in deeply. Breathe in and breathe out slowly. Be still. And in the stillness, feel loved. Let that love meet your needs. If you have a need for acceptance, if you have a need for affirmation, for approval, if you have a need for affection, if you have the need for those things that are built into our being, if you have unmet needs and unfulfilled expectations and unresolved issues in your life, just let the love of God come. Just allow him to come with that oil of joy and gladness, to come with that unconditional love, to heal you, to restore you, to make you whole, to bring you into reintegration. Any parts of you that are stuck, any parts of you that are dissociated, allow the love of God to touch those parts. Go deep, deep, deep within you and draw those parts back into union and reintegration by receiving the healing. Perfect love casting out fear. Just receive that healing love. Just received the love and the joy and the peace and the truth and the limitless grace and triumphant mercy who God is. Allow him to meet your needs. Draw from him. Draw deeply from the wells of salvation. Draw deeply from love, from that river of life. Let it go deeply within you, bringing life, bringing health, bringing immortality, bringing wholeness and peace, and just rest, allowing the healing presence of the river of life, that crystal river of life and energy, the frequency of that river. Let it impact you, impart to you, bring healing and wholeness to you. And in that safe place of being loved, just open up the desires of your heart for the Father to reveal a deeper sense of your identity. Let those emotions roll over you, deeply imparting into the essence and nature of who God is and who you are as a son. Be open to engage the realm of light face to face, heart to heart, mind to mind, and enter into a deeper place of union. Just allow the Father to show you whatever you need to see, feel whatever you need to feel, and go wherever the Father leads you. Just rest.